and that's why there are such groups out, such as ACT UP. It's a newly formed chapter. Terry Richardson is one of the people involved, along with Gary Grant and Keith Stewart, and I welcome you all here to Lesbian and Gay Voices.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, let's. What exactly is ACT UP doing, trying to do, working on?
Well...
Absolutely nothing. Thanks for asking.
It's Friday, right? Everybody just relaxes and goes out to the bars, right?
We're working on getting membership up right now. That's an important thing to us. There are a lot of things that we can't accomplish because we don't have enough people to accomplish them, and so that's what else are we doing, Keith?
Well, last weekend was the congressional hearings, and you were all represented there.
Right. Congressman Washington and Senator Ellis and Representative Coleman had held hearings on the second decade of AIDS, and we were there in full force.
They weren't, but we were.
Yeah, none of the elected officials showed up for it. But
how do you feel about that?
Slighted.
There was business going on in Austin, a very important business we know, but this was scheduled. They knew that the session was ending soon and that this would be happening.
Not only was it scheduled, as I understand, it was scheduled four different times to accommodate their schedules. So it was really aggravating to us to have showed up there and not have them there, but to send their representatives. We went ahead with it because it was a very important issue that we needed to discuss. It was videotaped, and that videotape is supposed to be sent to the people that were supposed to be in there in person. But as you well know, that can't possibly have the impact of personal testimony. And I'd like to say I was real proud of ACT UP because they comprised about 80% of the speakers on the different issues that we spoke on that day. And all of them did a real fine job.
Now, were you only working on the inside, or were you doing other things, talking to the press, bringing those issues out?
Yeah, we sent out separate press releases, and we had a demonstration outside, which called for, among other things, Sue Cooper's resignation as HIV Services Director for Harris County. That's something we've been working on for 6 to 8 months, and it was the first time that we've really had a public forum to express our concerns about Ms. Cooper and the mismanagement of that office and of the Greater Houston AIDS Alliance when she was involved there.
Does any of this stuff have any effect on what happens in the county? I mean, do they pay attention to the public response?
They haven't yet. we're hoping that what happened last Saturday will give someone a wake-up call.
I think that the county officials, John Lindsay, Sue Cooper, and those officials in the county that aren't associated with HIV services, they know we're out here. And they know that we're watching them. And I think that we have made them uncomfortable on occasion. And it is our plan to continue to do that and make them as uncomfortable as we can, because they've not been accountable to anyone but themselves, certainly not to the people that they're supposed to be providing services for. We monitor everything that they do. In fact, we have founded or started a working group that just deals with Harris County, specifically with HIV Services Division of Harris County. And so, yeah, I think to some extent that we've been effective. Anytime you can get a public official to notice your existence, that's part of the battle there. Certainly there are goals that we have that we haven't accomplished yet. I think that we will. The fact that there was a congressional hearing at all, whether the legislators showed up or not, the fact that there was a legislative hearing at all, congressional hearing on these issues, I think speaks to our effectiveness. We've been screaming about these issues for a year. And other organizations, aid service provider organizations and activist organizations in town, have been screaming about these issues for a year. So somebody finally heard us. And whether now Congressman Washington and our other legislators will then take the message and the information that we gave them and do something constructive with it to change the way that HIV services are provided and managed in this county is yet to be seen.
Well, as bad or as poorly as they're managed here in Harris County, the surrounding counties used to makes up, the metropolitan area makes up a lot more than just Harris County. Are these issues even being addressed outside of Harris County in the area, do we think? Do we know?
Most of the services are provided through the Harris County Hospital District in these other counties. The Ryan White money that comes here is for the Houston region, which I think is six or eight counties around. So, but no, we don't hear these kind of concerns expressed outside of this area because they're not dealing with somebody like John Lindsay, who is basically homophobic. And I don't think it was Congress's intent ever to have someone like him be the recipient and the conduit through which the Ryan White emergency funds would pass. And that's the problem. ACT UP has also been monitoring the attendance records of the Ryan White Planning Council members because Lindsay appoints people who are his, you know, political cronies, and then they don't show up at meetings. They don't get a quorum at meetings, so they can't vote on how to allocate the funds. And people at HRSA in Washington have been paying a lot of attention to ACT UP's reports of who shows up at these meetings and who doesn't. So I think we're making a difference.
Okay. We are here, our little commercial interruption there, with members of ACT UP Gulf Coast. And a lot of you came from the Queer Nation tribe, and that group sort of disbanded. And, Gary, I know you were very much part of that.
Yeah, we consider it to be on hiatus. Let's not say disbanded.
Okay.
If need be, queer nationals will rise again to the call.
Well, the elements were sort of the same as being street activist and getting things done, going out. And sometimes even many of the other people in the gay and lesbian community don't quite appreciate or understand or support some of the efforts you all do. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, Queer Nation, in the absence of an active ACT UP chapter here, took a lot of the HIV and PWA issues while they were banded together and took care of them. It was at the RNC that ACT UP then was reformed here as ACT UP Gulf Coast. But what we try and do is keep on the front burner the issues of HIV positive and PWAs. We will be forgotten. We have proven that for over 12 years into this disease, that things are not getting better. They're getting worse. And right now, our focus is on keeping the HIV and PWA issues on the front burner, especially the fact that we have women's issues that are not being addressed by this government, which is very important that we make note of that, and the minority community. So we try and speak as one voice for all HIV PWA people. What we need is more members to help that one voice go along.
Terry, how did you get involved in it?
I was asked last August if I would house some people from out of town who were coming in for the Republican mm-hmm. convention, and I said to my friend who was in Queer Nation, yeah, as long as they're not with ACT UP. And I had read things in the mainstream press that we've all read about people in ACT UP, and Friday night of the convention, I ended up with nine people from New York, from ACT UP New York, staying in my house, and it was the most incredible experience of my life. It was the most dedicated, committed people that I've ever known. And, you know, a lot of issues that affect the lesbian and gay community are very important to me, but nothing has touched me like AIDS has in the last, you know, 8 or 10 years. And it was something that I wanted to be a part of.
And what about you, Keith?
Well, I was involved in Queer Nation when it was quite active here. Before that, I've been involved in gay and lesbian political matters for, I guess, going on 16 years now, including doing the Waldenstein show here about 10 or 12 years ago. I was one of the plaintiffs in the Gay Student Services versus Texas A&M lawsuit.
Really?
In 1977. And so I've been involved off and on in activism here in Houston for a long time. I'm HIV positive, and a lot of my friends, most of my friends, are also HIV positive. And this issue has affected my life so personally that I wanted to get involved. And we had talked about During the convention, we really wanted to get an ACT UP chapter started here that would effectively address the issues that Gary mentioned earlier. And so we did. When the convention was over with and the dust settled from all of that craziness, we got together and started meeting. And so we've been going fairly strong since then.
It's amazing how many articles you still read in the paper, and I'm talking about national papers where they refer to Houston. I mean, it just happened to be here. That all the hatred that came out. But getting back to the subject of people talking about being positive openly, that's still a lot of people are afraid to do that. They still really are sort of like, well, maybe there's a fault there. How do you feel about that? The ability to come out and publicly say, I'm positive, doesn't that sort of like break some of those barriers?
Well, it definitely breaks the ice, if it breaks anything. it does break some barriers. It's necessary for me. It's necessary for my own, my own self-improvement, for lack of a better word. I need to hear myself say that. Because the denial with respect to this issue is insidious. And knowing that you're HIV positive doesn't necessarily keep you from denying it. I've known that I'm positive. I've known that fact since 1986. I didn't start doing anything about it until 1990. And from 1986 until 1990, I just drank and did drugs and hoped that it would go away. It doesn't go away. Not everybody can come out and admit the fact that they're lesbian or gay. Likewise, not everybody can come out and admit that they're HIV positive. As an HIV positive person, the law affords more protections now that the Americans with Disabilities Act has been passed. So the discrimination issue is perhaps not as intense, but I can certainly understand people not wanting to freely discuss that with other people, and I've always looked at it this way, not only with regard to my HIV status, but with regard to being a gay man. I'm in a position that I can be out, because of that, I have a responsibility, an ethical responsibility, a moral responsibility, to be involved in an attempt to change things, and I take that seriously. That's basically where I am with it.
When does ACT UP meet? Where? How can people get involved?
We meet every Thursday at 7:30 at the New Montrose Activity Center, which is 3330 Graustark. Everyone who walks in the door is automatically a member of ACT UP. You don't have to pay any money, and you don't have to, you know, do anything. And as soon as you walk in the door, we've got things to involve you in. So,
has the March on Washington sort of brought some of this back, the activism back?
Oh, it's brought back a tremendous amount of energy. The March on Washington was probably, except for the RNC or inclusive of, one of the most powerful things that moved us to action. Because when we left for the March on Washington, a lot of us were going through burnout. Having done Queer Nation, having done the RNC, we were very tired. We went to Washington. There were some very positive actions there. ACT UP had two great actions, one on the Health and Human Services for the women's issues, which I was very excited about because the women ran the action and the men were there to support them. And that's very important to say because it was a women's issue and we were there in support of them. And it was like a turnabout of a lot of years that needed paying back. And then the PMA action, Pharmaceutical Manufacturers Association action, where we virtually shut down the street, marched to the PMA building, climbed on the second story and hung a banner about profiteering on drug money. And it was an extremely successful action. Then you add to that the march itself and hands around the Capitol. It was an exhilarating experience we shall never forget.
Do you all have a new phone number? Or it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Anyway.
We do have a new phone number, but we don't actually have a phone unit yet.
Oh, okay.
We're going to be in our office hopefully this weekend. So hopefully after this weekend we'll have the new telephone number published. But the one you can call is
741-1359.
Okay, and you meet 7:30 p.m. on Thursday at the News Montrose Activity Center, which is 3330 Garstock. And thank you very much, Gary Grant, Terry Richardson, and Keith Stewart, for joining us from ACT UP Gulf Coast. Get involved. Get going. Get doing things. You're listening to Lesbian and Gay Voices. This is Jack Falinski.